result in flocculation. So our way of mapping the amount of mixing going on is to track the salinity. If we've got simple physical mixing alone determining what's going on in the estuary, then the simple dilution of the incoming river water with seawater will follow a linear relationship, and that we would call conservative behaviour. So in this plot here, we're looking at salinity going from river water through to marine water, and the conservative line is what would happen if the elemental composition was following simple physical mixing. This is the line that you would follow. As you can see, in the case of silicate and in the case of dissolved inorganic phosphorus, this is not the case at all. It's substantially off that structure.